and pray alike live together in peace and harmony.
Hi, I'm Judy, your new neighbor.
Yeah, well, we're loud.
Don't expect us to apologize for it.
ZPD's first rabbit officer, Judy Hopps.
Ready to make the world a better place?
Bad news in this city gripped by fear.
What can you tell us about the animals that went savage? Are we safe?
This is priority one. Hopps. Parking duty.
Sir, I'm not just some token bunny.
You strike out, you resign.
Deal. Hello? I'm here to ask you some questions about a case.
Then they should have gotten a real cop to solve it.
You are under arrest.
For what? Hurting a few wings?
You are a key witness.
No, he is.
Hey, I need you to run a plate.
All right, I know a guy. You need something done, he's on it.
They're all slots? We are in a really big hurry.
I am on
it.
Break.
Watching this movie, I think that I might have discovered a problem with myself. And I never really saw this problem until now. You know, everyone's always told me, you know, hey, LP1, you got a sex problem or a sex addiction or whatever, blah, 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 whatever. You know, what they call addiction, I call normal. But watching this movie, it took every ounce of my energy to not get a boner off looking at that fucking rabbit. Talking about Zootopia. And I have to say, that rabbit is probably the hottest thing I've seen in a film this whole year so far. And I don't know how to feel about that, people. So what I want you to do is I want you to email me your thoughts about the rabbit and, at moviesworldspodcast@gmail.com. And tell me if I'm crazy or do I got a point there? Because there was something about that rabbit. And my God, that rabbit has some curves on it that I was just like, You know, if I was an animated character, I would so be wanting that rabbit to hop. Oh, hello. We're on a kids film. Okay. Zootopia. Oh, yes. We'll talk about my fetishes, movie spoilers maybe or something like that. I might be a furry nowadays. Zootopia. Oh, this little film. This probably has been my number one most anticipated film of the year. And I have to say, or should I say, did it disappoint? Was it disappointing? Did it succeed in everything I thought it was going to be? Was it hilarious like those trailers were? Well, let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis here. And the funny thing is, I have no idea who this lead character is. The only thing I remember her from was, barely remember. I think she was in that movie with Topher Grace, Take Me Home Tonight, excuse me. And that's Jennifer Goodwin, who plays Judy Hopson here. And she's the rabbit with that sexy, nice curve on her. I mean, I ain't never looked at an animated character, well, besides Batgirl. Animated animal, like the way I was looking at this guy. The things I would do, I swear. Anyway, though. So she plays a rabbit, and it's been her lifelong dream since she was 9 years old to be a police officer so she could do right by animal kind, if you will, and be a savior to the city. And, you know, after all the discrimination of you'll never be a rabbit, animals are meant to be this way, rabbits have never been cops because pretty much they're the prey. And, you know, they pretty much say if you ain't big and muscular and pretty much a man, you'll never be a cop. It's so fucking clever how this movie just has so many underlying tones and messages that I was blown away by this shit. So, you know, if she perseveres through that and says, fuck all that, I'm gonna be the first ever rabbit cop then. She achieves that, but, you know, they stick her on parking duties until one day she decided to take a case and put her job on the line about finding this, I want to say, was it a weasel? No, it wasn't a weasel. Fuck, I don't remember what kind of animal it was. Otter. It was an otter, yeah. I think it was an otter. Yeah, whatever, it was an otter. And I believe Octavia Spencer played she was Mr. Otter, Mrs. Otterden. She played the wife of this otter, and she constantly crying, saying, you know, my husband went missing, and can someone please give him this case? And Idris Elba, who plays, Chief Bogo, who did a fantastic job. The first time I could probably ever compliment Idris Elba. Good Lord, yes, he did an incredible job in here. And he's the chief of the police department here in Zootopia. And he says, fine, you know what, put your badge on the line or whatever. And if you can't crack this case in 2 days, 48 hours, then you take turning your badge and quit. So she takes on this case. She starts to figure out that, okay, this wasn't, he didn't go disappearing out of nowhere. She starts to find out that animals are getting on all four legs again and pretty much acting wild and primitive. And she notices that it's only the predator-type animals, which they make a huge difference in this film between predator and prey throughout the whole film. So she kind of goes... Well, I guess I forgot to mention, she meets Jason Bateman's character, who did a fucking fabulous job. I mean, good Lord. If we could give Oscars out to animated voices, Jason Bateman killed it in the voice work in here. He plays Nick Wilde, and... Judy Hopps, she runs into him because he was kind of at the scene of the crime, if you will. And foxes in this world are known to be not trusted, slick, and blah, blah, blah. And she pretty much caught him at the scene of the crime in the photo of where the otter had went disappearing. So she kind of tricks him into helping her by pretty much saying, hey, I got evidence on you and not paying your fucking taxes and shit like that, which... I don't know if this is supposed to be some undertone joke or anything like that, but this fox was clearly a black man because there's so many goddamn jokes around it. I was just like, yeah. And the rabbit is a white woman. He's clearly chasing that rabbit, which I don't blame me, brother, because did you see the hips on that thing? I'm okay, getting back into the fantasies here. No, back up. So, like I said, they go on the adventure and they start to realize that these animals are turning feral, if you will, getting back into their aggressive predatorial state of mind. And she cracks a case, and then once she kind of makes it be known that, oh, it's the predators, their predator instincts are kicking back in because, you know, it's just basic knowledge and it's in their genes to be this way and stuff like that, kind of puts the Zootopia on blast. And the fox gets a little upset. He's just like, so you think I'm just some predator? You're just like everyone else that thinks of me? Discrimination, maybe. And so she knows, basically she's gonna go solve the case of what's making these animals turn feral and everything else. That's the plot synopsis. Now I gotta say, to get into this film, I don't even know where to begin. I don't think I've ever been this excited to talk about a film in quite some time. It has been my most anticipated film this year. I'm a huge fan of Disney. I love Disney's work. I love animated films. I love stop motion more. But I have to say, I truly believe this, and I would not say this without a shadow of the doubt, I truly believe this is going to be a Disney classic come the long run here. 10, 15 years from now, you're going to see this in the vault somewhere. This is one of the most cleverest films I have ever fucking witnessed. I want to say since Inside Out, everyone talks about this unoriginal Hollywood takes and stuff like that. It's amazing that how the biggest studio in Hollywood, which is Disney, can shoot out cartoon kids films and make them some of the smarter than goddamn live action films, and yet stay so subtle with its tone and messages to where it's not overbearing or beating you over the head. I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. I absolutely loved and adored this film. Every moment of it. I mean, and just to give you the basics of the humor and stuff like here, I laughed my ass off. The in the trailer, they show you with the DMV scene with the sloth and whatever. When that sloth started smiling when he heard the joke for the first, and that smile just came, I laughed so hard at that. I couldn't believe myself. And just the story itself, I thought was interesting and unique. It's simple and basic, but I still thought like it moved at such a clever pace and its undertoning messages that I found myself falling more in love with the movie. This movie takes, I was going to say shots, but not shots. It does parodies of other pop culture references and so pop culture references and stuff like that, to the point the Godfather scene is fucking hilarious. And I can't tell you how many Godfather ripoff scenes I didn't see where you just cringing and going like, oh, please don't do that. Oh, God, no. And this was the funniest shit I've ever seen. And it was so good, too. And my favorite one, which I haven't heard anyone talk about, is they do a straight-up Breaking Bad scene out of here where you got one of the... when they find out, you know, the Prey are the one that's creating this kind of flower virus, if you will, to make the predator animals act unseen. And you see this sheep put a, you know, got the yellow outfit on with the gas mask, and it's got the chemical lab and shit like that. And when he's turning it, I was just like, oh my God, is this a Breaking Bad? I think I was the only one in the theater laughing. I was just laughing, and I even had to clap. I was just like, straight up Breaking Bad right here. Now the movie itself, what I think it does is a positive defeat here. Is it manages to stay entertaining and keep the subtle tone of its racial discrimination messages, if you will, in here. Because Zootopia, they set up this predator versus prey thing in here. They set up discrimination. Rabbits can't be this, you'll be nothing, because basically you're a woman and you're not strong and big or whatever. I mean, this movie is like the ultimate subtle inspirational film here. You know, you got... they make fun of, you know, short people, fat people, skinny people. You know, if you're this kind of a race, or if you have this kind of trait or anything like that. I mean, take it how you will. I saw the fox as a black person, and I even love the scene where the fox, Jason Bateman, wild here. He has a moment where he talks about why he's the way he is, why he's sly and cunning and stuff like that. It's because, you know, when he was a kid, 9 years old, he wanted nothing more than to be a Ranger Scout. And the kids bullied him and made fun of him and put a muzzle over his mouth and said, what makes you think we'll ever trust a fox or anything like that? So he just said, you know, the world wanted me to be a fox, so hey, you wanted a fox, now you get one. And I can't tell you how many times I didn't heard the term for black people saying, well, the world want to see me as a, you know, go ahead and say it. The world want to see me as a nigga, so I'm going to be a nigga. You wanted a nigga, now you got a nigga. So I feel like that was in tune with the Baltimore riots. It's like, look, you know, we tried to be peaceful and take you to court and do the rightful thing here, but you know what? You clearly wanted this out of me, so now you're going to get it. I can't believe how much I related to these fucking animals. More so than I do with regular people. And everyone in here does an amazing job. There was one visual gag I laughed at too, where the weasel played by Alan Tudyk, he's slanging fucking Blu-rays, and it's nothing but of Disney movies, but they named it, they changed the people with humans and stuff like that. Like, you got Wreck-It Zebra and shit like that instead of Wreck-It Ralph, or Frozen polar bears instead of Frozen. They got two polar bears with crowns on their head and shit like that. It was hilarious. But the voice work is incredible in this film. And what's so good about it is they put a lot of time into this film. The animators, I gotta give them their credit and their due here. They put so much time in, and this was directed by three people. I know one is a co-director who isn't really doing anything, and they usually do this for, you know, people they want to get off the ground and stuff like that. But Byron Howard, he co-directed Tangled, and you got Rich Moore, who was also a voice in here. He directed Wreck-It Ralph, and I think he did Horton Hears a Who as well and stuff like that. And then you got Jared Bush, and the direction and the pacing and the animation in here is just so flawless. It's damn near phenomenal. What I loved about the time they put into this is you are actually looking at a whole new world. No pun intended with Aladdin. But they literally create a fucking universe here. I felt like this world was... like, they put time into every little aspect and detail into this. I mean, from the side pavement to the characters. I mean, you feel so much for every character. The rabbit, there's a scene where she's crying in tears, and I almost wanted to cry with her. Like, she emoted so well in this fucking film. It was almost as if I was looking at a real fucking person, except it's an animal and it's a cartoon. And it was just blowing my mind when it got to this scene. And it was just like, I've never connected so much with an animated animal that I feel like human actors need to step their goddamn game up. I just saw Triple Nine where I felt like no one was, well, the acting was good in there, but you didn't really care for any of the characters. And in here, the emoting off this rabbit, she does such a fantastic job. And what is this girl's name? I gotta look her name up here. It's Jennifer Goodwin. She does such a good job emoting and letting you feel for the world. When she first goes to Zootopia, her excitement, it just exuberates off the screen. When she's sad, you feel for her. When she's having a bad day, you can tell it. But when she was emoting raw emotions of tears and apologizing to the fox for labeling him as some predator and stuff like that, she realized she hurt her friend, and her tears just felt so real to me. And I was just like, oh my God, I think this is more real than any other live action movie I think I've seen. This was like damn near up there with like Selma tears for me and stuff. And I was just like, I shouldn't be feeling this for animated character. I absolutely fell in love with this film and its design. The designs of this was just absolutely flawless and beautiful. I love, it's kind of like Hunger Games. It's funny because they have different districts. If you're like mice, they have like a mice world or whatever and shit. If basically they have one part they call the jungle. That's where let's just be real. That's where the poor Negroes live. Basically, that's where lower class lives, Mexicans and black people and stuff like that. And you can tell too. It looks beautiful on one side, but it looks like shit on the other and stuff. And then they constantly pointed out the whole predator and prey, and you can't, rabbits can't do this. Foxes are sly and slick, and basically I love it because the fox says, "I'm a hustler, baby." And I was just like, "Oh my God!" If you can't get no more saying this fox is black, then I don't know what. I was just impressed. If not for the story, then for the characters. If not for the characters, then the design. If not for the design, then just the emotion that the characters were exuberating, or the animated set pieces and characters were exuberating off of the screen. It was incredible. And what was so amazing about it is there's so many laughs out of here because of the pop culture references that I feel like you're going to miss something. So you need to go back and watch it a second time. I'm pumped just talking about it. I literally just... I got an early screening of this, and I want to see it again. I can't wait for this to come out, because, yeah, I'm definitely going to go see this again. Like I said, I truly believe in my little black heart that it's going to be a classic. Just when you thought they couldn't do anything with anthropomorphic animals or animated films like this, like DreamWorks, I've said this over and over again. You really need to step your fucking game up, because I just saw Kung Fu Panda 3 not too long ago. And I'm thinking of changing my rating to some bullshit, because that movie is dog shit compared to this, as far as when it comes down to it. And then you got your Madagascars and stuff like that, and it just doesn't even come close to what this did. And I'm fucking in love with this fucking film, dude. And I can't wait for this to come out. I really can't. I hope people go see this. And it's funny because everyone's saying, oh, Donald Justice got to worry about Civil War. No, Donald Justice got to worry about a goddamn Zootopia, because this movie, I think personally, is just going to kill it at the box office this the month of March. To wrap things up here, I thought the character designs were great. It's the first time I'm ever going to give Idris Elba credit. I thought he was great in his voice. Jason Bateman was spot on perfect. The direction of it, I love the pacing. I love that it still has a lot of undertone messages that it throws out there, but yet it's still entertaining and it's not overbearing and beating you over the head. There was one particular scene where, I ain't gonna lie, J.K. Rowling's in here. He does an amazing job, and the sheep is his, like, secretary. Well, it's supposed to be a assistant mayor, but he's damn near a secretary. And, there's the fox is rubbing her hair and talking about, ooh, it's so smooth like cotton. And I was just like, damn, that looked like... They're trying to say that sheep was a Negro. And there's even a scene in that, too, where they were talking about they call each other names. And then I was like, you might as well say that's the N-word or something like that. I was like, there was just a lot of moments where I was just like... why do I feel like this has so much to do with, you know, Muslims, what's going on, at least with the Middle Eastern people, of how they be treated, especially towards, like, airlines and shit like that, call them terrorists or whatever. You know, black people, cause calling them animals and shit like that. They pretty much were the predators in here. It's like, oh, don't look at them. I mean, there was even a scene I saw where a lady was on the train and a tiger sat by them. I think they were... I can't remember. I think they were rabbits. And yeah, they were rabbits. And her little rabbit was sitting next to her. But when the tiger sat down, he just read a newspaper. She grabbed the little rabbit closer to her, and she just kind of stared at the tiger and was just looking at him. I was just like, oh my God. This movie does a better job at, like, segregation and discrimination and shit like that than, like, I don't know, something like The Help does or whatever. But no, I loved all of it. I mean, I have nothing negative to say about this. I know a lot of people probably say it's kind of predictable. It doesn't really have a unique or different story of, you know, changing the game of storytelling and animation or anything like that. But I think the pacing is just fine. I think the pacing is just perfect. I think you get a lot of entertainment. I'm shocked that they took something so simple like this and put so much effort and work into it. You know, it's funny because they always say, oh, you don't need a lot of money to make... you know, hit films or anything like that, and I say bullshit. Yeah, when it comes to animation, you need a lot of money to make something as great as this. And you know, it's funny because once again, DreamWorks definitely has to step it up, because I know they have an animal film coming out, which I fucking can't stand the trailers of. So they better hope that they do something incredible with that, because that's just gonna be an afterthought once this movie. Because I want to say by the time that comes out, this will probably be out on Blu-ray by then, if not. But yeah, this definitely gets a high C from me. This is easily my favorite film of the year so far. I know the year just started and it's only barely about to hit March soon. But this is just too fantastic. I mean, if this came out last year, this might even be in my top five. I know Inside Out was my number five, so Inside Out I still love more. Because I think that hits you on more an emotional response. But I think as far as what goes on right now, hitting some social satire, I thought this was just incredible. And maybe I would push Inside Out to number four and this would be number five. But this is a damn great film. It's a high C for me. And I got to say, if you're a lover of cinema, you're looking for something exuberant and creative or something like that, then definitely you need to go check this film out. And if you're a fucking furry and you just want to jerk off in a theater to, you know, hot-ass thick rabbits, then... this movie is probably just for you as well, too, because I know I'm going to be definitely looking up some photos of this goddamn rabbit right about now.
I have 36 hours left. We can only solve it together.
It's not about how bad you want something. It's about what you are capable of.
I am a real cop.
Never let them see that they get to you, you bunnies. It's all emotional.
No, do not let go.
Deep down, we are still animals.
Quit it. You're gonna start a howl.
No, you are naked.
For sure. We're a naturalist club.
All the way down.
Oh. Try everything. Life's a little bit messy. Try everything. We all make mistakes. Try everything. No matter what type of animal you are, change starts with you.
We gotta go.
Whose car is it?
The most feared crime boss, Mr. Pig.